As a business owner, it's important to keep your business connected. Spectrum Business is committed to keeping your business online whenever and wherever you need us, all backed by the Spectrum Commitment. Get fast, reliable internet starting at $40 per month when bundled, or level up your internet speed and get a 3-year price guarantee. Learn how Spectrum Business can help your business stay connected at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
If you've been struggling with your weight, Mochi Health is here to help. Mochi Health is a long-term weight loss solution personalized to fit your unique needs and goals. Meet one-on-one with board-certified obesity doctors and registered dietitians who are on a mission to listen. Eligible patients can access custom-formulated GLP-1 medications at an affordable set price and get them delivered to their home each month. Take our free quiz at joinmochi.com and use code AUDIO40 at checkout for $40 off your first month of membership.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Good morning, people, and welcome to the number one morning show in the galaxy. Cody and Zeke in the morning. Good morning.
Time for us to all have the perfect day.
It is?
The perfect day. And there's research that's been done, so...
So is it Friday?
No. You can have the perfect day.
Friday.
We're going to have the perfect day on a Thursday.
How are we going to do that when Thursday's not the perfect day?
Well, there was a survey out there. Participants were asked how much time they devoted to 100 different activities, including time with family and friends, doom scrolling, exercise, and so on. So this is what they found after all the calculations were in, okay? For a perfect day, 6 hours of quality time with the family.
6 hours of quality time with the family. It's a lot of time.
2 hours with friends.
Mm-hmm.
5 hours socializing with people other than family or friends.
Mm-hmm.
2 hours of exercise. Yikes.
2 hours of exercise.
Nice.
1 hour eating and drinking.
Let's flip some of these around. Okay, go ahead.
A 6-hour workday with a 15-minute commute is ideal.
Six hours of
screen time.
Just one hour.
Hour of screen. Okay, first of all, most people work 8 hours, not six. You can't really decide, oh, I'm just going to work 6 hours. If that's what they say they want to work, that's one thing.
But, right.
Okay, but that's fantasy land right there.
Well, let's talk on that, the fantasy land. Because if you're adding up everything I just said, that was 19 and a half hours, which only leaves you about 4.5 hours for sleep.
Yeah, which I can't do.
But who needs, sleep anyway?
Yeah, I'm not going to exercise for 2 hours. I'm just
Why
not.
Why do we have to hang out with our family for 6 hours?
6 hours? That's way too long.
Seems very excessive.
Yeah. Way too long.
Can't you do multiple things at once? So can't you hang out and work out with your family and combine those two, then also start drinking after?
Or it says 2 hours with friends and 2 hours of exercise. I feel like those two should be combined.
Yeah.
I just say 4 hours with friends. No exercise.
Hour of eating and drinking.
According to my superhero figure, apparently I don't exercise at all.
You're living your best life.
Jeez.
The perfect day is what you make of it, okay? So go out there, do your best, have a great day, kick some booty, and get home and relax. Do whatever you need to do to get yourself feeling good again.
I mean, you should obviously,
Where's the relaxation of watching TV?
Yeah, I like to watch TV. I mean, you should exercise a little bit. 115 minutes a week is what the doctor says. Did you know that?
Try to get 10,000 steps a day.
Well, if you can.
Well, it depends on how many more glasses of wine this girl needs over here. How many trips I have to take back to it.
How many times you trip.
I play. I haven't had wine in a week.
You haven't?
Well, that's not true.
I thought you gave it up for Lent.
I didn't.
Oh,
that was
apparently
last
not.
Year. That was last year. I gave up fast food.
How'd that go?
It went pretty well, actually.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I forgot about it one time. Genuinely forgot about it.
I gave up the compassion I have for people.
Well, that wasn't hard to do. They say give up something, you know.
That's positive. It's compassion. You
know.
That's positive.
No. So there you go. How about a feel-good story?
We've got one of those. Good story?
A little feel-good story.
How about one? Yes.
About a girl that predicted the love of her life. Did it turn out the way she wanted? We'll let you know.
Wow.
Coming up next here on The Wolf.
I'm Claire Fallon.
And I'm Emma Gray.
We are friends and reality dating show fans, and the only thing we love as much as love stories is lovingly snarking on them.
Whether you love love or love to hate it, listen to Love to See It, our podcast dissecting all the romance we see on screen.
From reality dating shows like The Bachelor and Love is Blind to classic rom-coms like You've Got Mail, we recap in obsessive detail and unpack all the weird messages they send us about love, sex, and dating.
Listen to Love to See It on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Cody's feel-good story to kick off your morning.
All right, so I don't know how it happened, but this teenage girl predicted her future husband at the age of 14, and it came true.
Uh-oh.
Oh, yeah. They say when you know, you know. Even though,
you know.
I gotta say, these kids are young to me, and probably, why are they getting married so young? I don't know, but Ava, she knew that she wanted to marry Ben Otto when she was in ninth grade.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
They started dating a little bit after that, and she knew that he was the one. So I thought this was kind of cute. I think she took a gamble on this, but the high school freshman at the time recorded herself saying, "I'm going to marry him." She said, "Play this at my wedding." She said, "This is me at 14 years old on December 8th on a Sunday in 2019. I am telling you, I'm a freshman, by the way, and I'm telling you right now, you're getting married to Ben Otto, Benjamin William Otto, and we're going to play this at my wedding."
Hmm.
Sure enough, they found the video of her saying that her freshman year and played it at the wedding.
Aw, but she was only, what, 5 years?
Yeah, that was 14 years old.
She's 14 versus 19, is that right?
Yeah, and they tied the knot at 19 years old, which I just think is a little soon, a little too early for life to really kick on me down.
Where was she from?
Does it even say where she's from?
Okay.
Why?
Because sometimes the rural, if she's from a rural area, they get married younger over in the rural area.
Rural. You just like saying rural.
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 Like saying rural. Kind of like Rory.
Well, last summer, the couple, who are both 19, tied the knot. They got married in August, and thanks to Ava's mom, who recorded that video, it was played at their wedding.
Aw, isn't that sweet?
The bride says the guests were surprised but thought it was adorable. Ava says she knew Ben was the one after realizing he was her best friend.
Stalker.
She also said he calls her out on her BS and shared the same values and beliefs, saying at the end of the day, it has only ever been him.
Aww.
Now they can't get divorced because this has been all over People magazine and everything else. So now they have to stay together.
Ben Otto.
Ben Otto. Yeah. But,
you know, his brother's Ben Dover.
No, funny. You're so funny. Anyway, sweet little story. Glad it worked out for
his brother's last name be different than his.
Weird. Speaking of weird, we have your weird news on the way next here on The Wolf. 106.5 The Wolf, Kansas City's best country. Good morning. It's Cody and Zeke. I don't know if you're ready for this. I don't know if Kansas City is ready for this, but I can't wait. Travis Kelce, Patrick Mahomes, their steakhouse is set to open this summer.
1587 on the plaza. Isn't it on the plaza?
Yeah, 1587 Prime, this summer located inside the Lowe's Hotel.
Oh, inside Lowe's. That's right. Not on the plaza.
Not on the plaza, but kind of, sort of, downtown. The two-story, 10,000-square-foot hotspot promises a multi-sensory dining experience with swanky vibes, meat displays galore, ladies, and subtle nods to the duo's NFL greatness.
So...
I see what you did there.
Kramer got that. Nobody else did.
What did you say?
Nothing. Don't worry about it. You're not listening. See,
I am listening.
You miss the Easter eggs when I throw them out there sometimes because you don't listen.
Yeah, they got the meat.
They're going to be on display, the meat display.
I see. Yeah, I will say this about it. People will go there hoping to catch a glimpse of the Mahomes family or, Travis and Taylor.
Oh.
It's not going to happen.
I mean, if they're there, they're certainly going to be in a back room someplace, not out in public view.
They'll be there for like the grand opening, maybe ribbon cutting. I don't know, whatever they're going to do. Yeah.
They need a hologram of them like displayed somewhere in there.
Sure, like some videos or something of them. I mean, I think that's really cool. But again, this is just, they're just using their name. That's how I feel about that.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah,
but,
I think that.
And it's inside the Lowe's Hotel.
It ain't going to be cheap.
Nope. It is not going to be cheap. So for all of our rich friends out there, this steakhouse is opening for you. For the other ones, I guess you just go to Longhorn.
I guess you go to Longhorn, which is, you know.
No.
Texas Roadhouse. Go to Texas Roadhouse. You get the awesome bread there. Those rolls. Mm, mm-hmm. So good.
Don't you just get to throw your food on the floor at Texas Roadhouse?
No, that's Dixie Stampede.
No. Peanuts or something.
Can you still do that?
Oh, I don't even know if you can throw your peanut shells on the floor.
Is that allowed anymore?
I don't. I've only been there once to Texas Roadhouse in my whole life.
Really?
Yeah. I don't think it was even in Kansas City. I think it was in St. Louis.
That's very strange.
You used to be able to throw your peanut shells on the floor, but lately, every time we've been into a Texas Roadhouse, it's been cleaned up a little bit. They put the peanuts on the table with a little bucket there.
Oh, okay.
It's all packaged up now too, rather than them scooping it in there, putting like a.
They don't do that anymore.
No, they're packaged.
Oh, come on.
I remember when Whiskey Creek, when that was a thing, that you could just put the peanuts on the ground anywhere.
Yeah.
Why do you all like to do that, by the way?
It's easier to do because you're getting it all over yourself anyway.
Is that what it is? Because I just...
You know what's weird is when people will eat the whole shell.
That is very weird.
And it's dirty. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's filthy.
I just don't understand why people need to throw their shells on the floor. That OCD in me just wants to like clean everything up as they're doing that. Mm-hmm.
It's
can't
the
take
sound
it.
Of the crunch. I love
sound
it.
Of the crunch.
Oh, you guys are weird. Can't
like,
do it.
Like Cap'n Crunch.
Mm-mm-mm.
I don't know why I said that.
I don't either.
Stupid.
Things to know on the go. Coming up after Bailey Zimmerman right here on The Wolf. 106.5 The Wolf, Kansas City's best country. It's Cody and Zeke. And five things. Just five, really. You shouldn't reveal to Chat GPT.
Nipple.
That's six. But they're saying that you shouldn't put any, like, identity information.
Well, yeah, of course not.
And I kind of feel like this is a no-brainer on this one. Like, why would you? But, like, your social security number, driver's license number, date of birth, address, phone number. An open AI spokesman says, we want our AI models to learn about the world, not private individuals. And we actively minimize the collection of personal information, but it's safer to avoid sharing identifying information at all.
Well, if that thing that made me the action hero, the action figure, that's not, they need a little extra help there.
I'm pretty sure in order to sign in, you have to put your birthday in.
In order to sign it?
To sign in for the first time.
Oh, to sign in.
Yes. For like to create an account, you have to put your birthday in there.
Okay. Well, that's personal information. Yeah, they say they don't want you to have that in there.
But they haven't asked me for my social yet, which is great.
I wouldn't give anybody my social.
Yeah, me either.
Social.
Your social?
Used to be, remember in Missouri, your driver's license number was your social security number, and they changed all that.
Oh, right.
Yeah.
What year was this?
Oh.
1945.
I wasn't born then.
Oh.
Oh.
Sorry.
Sorry, 1946.
Yeah, 48 and a half.
They also don't want you to put your medical results on there.
Yeah, no kidding.
But I'm just confused because here's the thing.
I have a burning sensation when I urinate.
So, I mean, the web can collect all this stuff. Like, you're going to, like, when you're applying for something online, you're putting in your social security number, you're putting in date of birth, you're putting in things, right?
Yeah.
Like, even medical information, now they have you do everything online, your insurance.
Yep.
Your medical history so that you don't have to check in when you get to the office. So
right.
Is this not the same thing?
Pretty much.
Basically.
Well, then this is stupid because we've been doing it now for years. We just have to get better about cybersecurity.
I just think people are scared because it's AI. No one really understands what AI is.
I see.
No, AI.
Well, this is saying ChatGPT specifically. So
it's still AI.
If you want ChatGPT to interpret lab work or medical test results, they recommend cropping or editing the document so you're only sharing the test results.
Sounds like you have chlamydia, sir. I wouldn't get near anyone today. Okay. Well, there's a happy thought.
Obviously, don't share your financial accounts, like bank accounts, investment accounts, those kinds of things. Your login information, you may be tempted to share your account username and password with ChatGPT when it's helping with tasks, but it's very risky to do so. And then finally, private corporate information. If you're using ChatGPT or another chatbot for something at work, like drafting emails or editing documents, experts warn there's a possibility of exposing client data or trade secrets by mistake. So you don't want to do that as well.
All right, good. I haven't done really any of those. And I've been on ChatGPT a lot recently.
Really?
Oh, yeah. It's fun. It's a nice little tool to have.
I feel like our Google or Gmail now likes to interpret our emails. They try to make you write it better. They're like, do you need some help with that grammar?
Oh, the suggested text. Yeah.
Yes. Or when something comes in, like if your phone has updated and your iPhone or whatever, now it's like, so what the text is trying to summarize is that you really love this person a lot or whatever. It gives you a summary.
I think it showed in one of our group messages, like an AI summary. If you miss something, like maybe it's 5 to 10 text messages, it summarizes for you like what it is.
Yeah.
It's so weird. And it's so wrong at times. Like, it's very, very
wrong. It's very wrong. It's like, that's not at all what I was trying to say. You're right. Thank you for turning
so
it into that.
I am so confused.
That's because you are
an androider.
What they call an androider.
I'm an androider.
Welcome to 2025.
Thank you. Like my androids? Like my goiters?
You should take those out. You should have had them removed.
My androids.
All right, coming up around 8:45, between 8:45 and 9, you're going to get a chance to win some Russell Dickerson tickets. And on the way, we've got your weird news and dirty little criminals. Oh, yeah, we do.